You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Become a Cleveland Browns season ticket member today. Secure the best seats at the best price with flexible payment plans available. Don't miss the excitement at First Energy Stadium this fall with home matchups against the Broncos, 49ers, Cardinals, Redskins, Steelers, Bengals, Ravens, and more. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. That's 440-824-3434. Nathan Segura, Matt Wilhelm, and of course, we bring in Jason Gibbs to play a little bit of Cavaliers forecast.
Well, and you can't have the forecast
without the kid.
Hello, kid.
What?
Ladies
My God,
and gentlemen,
that's the kid's music.
Live from the 12th hole or the 11th hole at the beautiful Tanglewood National Country Club. Myself and the Agents of the Stars are with you.
You and Andrew Sims. Give Mr. Sims my regards.
I shall.
How are you guys playing?
Well, let's just put it this way. I just made a par out of the pond almost on number 10, and that's the highlight of my round so far.
A par out of the pond. Pond's good for you.
I tried to go for the green in two. I ended up like on the bank of that little creek you're going across.
Okay.
Got it on the green, two-putted for a par. Ho-hum.
Good there par. It is. There you go, kid. Good par. Good
par. Ho-hum.
Man, what a surprise, Gibbs.
Hey, man, it's all in Thursday. The
all
kid
in
was
Thursday,
all in.
Digging into his bag of tricks.
I called him, and he goes, I'm in the middle of putting. Give me 1 second. I go, we're back in 3 minutes. You got plenty of time.
So let me throw out some analytics, Gibbs. I know you don't like analytics.
I like
I got
certain
one
analytics.
No, you don't.
Here's one for you. Draymond Green, they played 163 minutes without Draymond Green. I believe in the playoffs, they're a negative 32. The key to the series, get Draymond Green in foul trouble. It's that simple.
See, yeah, that's I an like analytic it. That the Cheer. Normal common man can deal with, that can accept. I like that.
Number one.
Question number one today. Why do the national media hate the Cleveland Cavaliers?
Well, I don't think it's that the national media hates the Cleveland Cavaliers. And not to lean on analytics again, but Golden State on paper is one of the top five regular season teams in the last probably 20 or 30 years. So I think it's just the respect due to Golden State. I don't think that there's anything wrong with it. The men in Vegas see Golden State as a heavy favorite. Let's face it, we're the underdog. Let's embrace it, go with it, and shock the world.
Absolutely, and I agree. And I think that Golden State was overly impressive all year this NBA basketball season. But I also think that it's not just the Cleveland Cavaliers. I think in some cases it's LeBron James as a person through leaving Cleveland and now coming back and having success again, and people want to hate on that. And then more so to supersede all of that is I think it's the city of Cleveland. It's because of the negativity surrounding the Cleveland Browns, even with optimism. You know, the Indians got the cover, and now they're darn near a 500 baseball team right now, going to work their way back into it. So I think it's the city. They want to keep the 51-year drought intact so they don't have to write consistent stories about Cleveland and breaking that trend.
I think it's a fun story for certain people that Cleveland is the city that is always struggles. So I think people enjoy that. I don't think they want to see Cleveland have the success, and when Cleveland does, it's going to be awesome. I just think it's that simple.
Number two.
Question number two today, guys. What player is the biggest X factor in this series for the Cavaliers?
For the Cavaliers, I'm going to give you J.R. Smith. As many know, I've been riding him all year. He's probably my favorite Cleveland athlete, maybe since, I don't know, Chip Banks. But I think he's the key. If he plays well in four games, I think we can win the series. We just need him to have explosions in four games. I don't think it's asking too much.
I'm going to go, J.R. Smith is a good one, but I'm going to go with Iman Shumpert, simply because I think we have to rely on him at both ends. He's going to have either Steph Curry himself or Klay Thompson most times when he's on the floor, and I would love to be able to rely on him for 12 to 15 points, of 3 of 5 from three-point land, but more so his ability to be above average, both at the defensive end on scores and still get it done on the offensive end.
I'm going to tell you, the X factor is Kyrie Irving. What are you going to get out of Kyrie Irving? The more you get out of Kyrie Irving, I think the better for the Cleveland Cavaliers. I think he's the X factor. I think the two guys you mentioned are going to be massive role players, but I think it's going to come down to what do you actually truly get out of Kyrie Irving?
By the way, a little update for you. Sims and I, on the green in regulation, I'm looking at about a 17-footer. He's looking at about a 6-footer.
Thank you for the update.
You're both on the green. That's all that matters. You're dancing.
Yeah.
I want to hear a birdie.
It's like LeBron James. All you need is a ticket to the dance. Whatever tweet, happens, happens.
Tweet, tweet. I want my birdies all day long. Let the bones go.
Question number three. What do the Cavs need to get from Kyrie Irving to have a shot at winning?
A threat offensively. He needs to be able to break down the other team in Golden State and just become a threat. You can't play with only one creator. And if he can't create off the dribble, it's going to be tough for us to score on Golden State. So just be a threat offensively. I don't even care about it.
That coincides with my point. I'm going to say we need Kyrie to average 25 minutes per game that he plays to be that threat and at least allow Golden State to be scared of him off the dribble, which will open him for space on the three-point for him to shoot on the three-point line and or for that defense to converge and him kick it out to the three-point shooters.
If Kyrie Irving is the third best player in the series, the Cavs will win the finals, and they'll win it easily. He's got to at least be the fourth best player in the series, and if he does that, the Cavs have a good shot at winning.
Number four.
Question four, guys. Defensively, if you are the Cavaliers, what's your game plan you put together? You got two options. Option A, stop Curry, make the rest of the Warriors beat you. Or B, let Curry go off and shut down the rest of the team.
I like B, and I think B with an asterisk on shutting down Draymond Green. He creates a lot offensively for him. He's almost like a point forward, a la the old days, Larry Johnson, putting his head down and creating. So I think if you could shut down Draymond Green, let Steph Curry go crazy, and I think we have a better chance to win that way.
I'm going to go with B as well. I don't think Steph Curry, with either Kyrie, J.R. Smith, and the way he's been playing defense recently, or Iman Shumpert, can go off the way he's gone off against other defenders. But then I agree. I think Draymond Green is a huge X factor for Golden State. If you can contain him, simply because it'll be Tristan, maybe LeBron on him at times. So I'd go with B.
I don't want Steph Curry to go off. I think they feed off of Steph Curry when he goes crazy. He can score the triple so quickly, hit so many in a row. I want to stop Steph Curry. If you go down, I think we can defend Klay Thompson, and I think that we can defend Draymond Green. So to me, Steph Curry is the one guy that can just go completely bananas. They feed off of him. I don't want Steph Curry going off. I want to stop Steph Curry. Gibbs, what do you say?
I like making someone else beat you other than Steph Curry. You know, I like trying to shut down Curry. I like the challenge. I think when the Cavs won in Cleveland, they did a fantastic job of taking Curry out of his game and frustrating him. I think they set a little bit of a blueprint, and I think LeBron's going to take that as a challenge. I think Shumpert's going to take it as a challenge. Kyrie Irving and Delly. I mean, it's a team effort, but I want to shut down Curry. To win, you got to beat the best, and beating the best is shutting down the best.
Number five.
Final question today, guys, and this is definitely a hypothetical beyond all hypotheticals. If the Cavs win the championship and LeBron isn't the finals MVP, which, come on, we all know that would end up being the case, who would be for the Cleveland Cavaliers?
Probably Kyrie. I mean, that's the only one I could see affecting the overall game enough to have it win and not be LeBron. It would have to be Kyrie.
If it were not LeBron James, it will be J.R. Smith. Simply because, kid, and you just said it, if he can go off in four games, most of it being that three ball, he will be the difference maker in this series. So, J.R. Smith.
I was going to say J.R. Smith, too. I think he could have four 30-point games in this series and just go bananas and become a living legend. And a statue will be erected.
Tattoos and all.
Tattoos and all in a jersey without a shirt underneath it. He will be the finals MVP if it is not LeBron James.
Back to your golf game, Mr. Kidd. We'll talk
to you
tomorrow.
Did anybody make the putt?
Sims birdied and I parred.
Sims birdied. Sims.
Agents of the Stars. He's got to be on the show one of these days, by the way.
Put him on right now.
No, he's standing over the ball. It'll be about a half hour or so.
He is not the fastest player in the world. Agents of the Stars.
Is he getting the warning from the PGA Tour to pick up the pace?
The warning from me, though.
He claims that he's gotten better with it. He's not. Yeah. It's not the strongest part of his game, but always a pleasure to golf with Agent of the Stars, including Dez Bryant, on our very own Cleveland Football Browns.
All right, I'm going to sign off before I tee off here on number 12.
All right, kid.
Later, bye, kid.
All right, thanks. Talk to you guys later. Go Cavs.
Go Cavs. The kid right there. By the way, speaking of the kid, I had Taco Bell for dinner last night.
Did you? How was it?
And it was delicious.
Is it? Is that your favorite fast food place of all time?
Yes. I think it's the best fast food place in the world.
Can't
I
wait.
Taco
Next
Bell
week,
well.
That's the highlight after covering Cavs.
What is?
Taco Knowing Bell? That at 2 a.m., 2:30 a.m., oh, yeah.
I might
on
have to
Lorraine
run to the
Road
tonight.
In North Ridgeville, I'll be in line.
I went to Cantina, chicken burritos, two chicken soft tacos, and a hard chicken taco.
Wow, you went big, man.
That's
a big meal.
Back in the day, I used to go 10 items
like,
strong.
Oh,
the
box?
Is that about 2,000 calories by itself?
I don't know what it was. It felt the cantina's not so bad for you.
It's no. I'm not saying it's bad
and I get
for
it
you.
No cheese and anything.
But I meant
I
like
no
a burrito. It's a nice-sized burrito, is it not?
I was a little underwhelmed with the stuffing last night. I felt like I did not get the full Richard Stuffington. I was underwhelmed with their stuffing.
No comment.
I was underwhelmed. All right, when we come back, we're wrapping it up. We'll fill in the blanks. We'll go to your tweets. We'll take your phone calls, 216-578-0850. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. All in Thursday. Go Cavs.